If you look out the window today and you're like, Johnny Mac, what happened to all the trees? I will tell you, my new neighbor, has cut down every tree on planet Earth. I don't know why. The neighborhood looked pretty nice with the trees, but every tree is gone. So I'm back in the studio today. I can't go outside because all you'd hear is bzzz. Meanwhile, President Biden announced that his administration would donate 500 million COVID-19 vaccine doses to countries in need. Trevor Noah said Biden's plan seems generous until you remember that Biden can't get anyone else in America to take them. So it's kind of like giving your friend that old exercise bike that you've been hanging all your clothes on. And let me be the first to say on behalf of the international community, thank you to all the anti-vaxxers in America. The people of the world would not have these vaccines if it wasn't for your commitment to believing whatever the dumbest guy from your middle school posted on Facebook. You guys are the real heroes. Jimmy Kimmel, this is based on an old American foreign policy strategy that used to be called being nice. A senior official said that the donations will be focused in places that currently need vaccines most, developing areas like Haiti, Indonesia, Alabama, etc. I have an idea for this. You know, I think when someone in another country gets one of our doses, they should be told which vaccine they got. Like, this Johnson & Johnson was supposed to go to a retired elementary school teacher in Florida, but she read on Facebook it was made from demon sperm, so now it's yours. Stephen Colbert said, okay, Biden just proved he's Irish. He's on vacation, he's feeling good, and he's buying shots for everybody, which might be a good joke, but Stephen Colbert, as an Irish-American, I now want you canceled. I think Stephen Colbert also is Irish. Yes, I looked it up. He's 15/16 Irish ancestry. Well, I am 16/16 Irish ancestry. So I want you canceled, sir. You take that joke back. If Stephen Colbert is not canceled, his guest will be Jon Stewart. Stephen Colbert returns to the studio tonight with a full studio audience and Jon Stewart. Unless he's canceled, I may have to complain to the Second City. The Second City just named Stephen Colbert one of the company's newly appointed members to its board of directors. The soon-to-be-canceled Stephen Colbert said, as a young comedian, the Second City was my artistic home where I learned my chops and had the freedom to fail with my friends. I want to keep it that way. During a 1988-94 run at Second City, he created memorable scenes with other future stars, including Amy Sedaris and Steve Carell. Unfortunately, Stephen Colbert has only a few hours to take back that joke, or he will be canceled. Continuing with late-night jokes, the soon-to-be-canceled Stephen Colbert said, people are also traveling again. For instance, one senior tourist is seeing the sights of Europe. I'm talking, of course, about Joe Biden. He was in the UK meeting British Prime Minister and a real boy who wished to be a scarecrow, Boris Johnson. It could have been awkward, considering that during the election, Joe Biden called Johnson a physical and emotional clone of our last president. All right, that's not fair. He's really more of a vestigial twin. But the leaders got past it and announced what is being billed as a renewal of the Atlantic Charter. Aw, they're renewing their vows. It's going to be a small ceremony on the beaches of Normandy. Only our closest allies. Please RSVP soon and let us know whether you want chicken, fish, or the lingering ravages of colonialism. James Corden, who is not being canceled by me, said the Atlantic Charter sounds like a fish I'd pretend I'd heard of. You know what I mean? At a fancy restaurant. What's the catch of the day? Oh, I love Atlantic Charter. Trevor Noah, also not being canceled by me, said both sides got some concessions, right? The UK agreed to limit the number of royal refugees they'll send to the US. In exchange, the US agreed to start putting the letter U back into words again. Plus, the UK will produce more Harry Styleses, and the US will start calling soccer football and football brain ouchie time. Everybody wins. Big news, the Moon Tower Comedy Festival is back, baby. This year's festival will take place September 22nd to the 25th. I was thinking about this, and I think Moon Tower might be the biggest and best American comedy festival right now. We'll see what Netflix brings in 2022. But since they stopped doing Just for Laughs Chicago, I think Moon Tower is probably it. The lineup here in its 10th year, Margaret Cho, Dave Attell, Leanne Morgan, Bob the Drag Queen, Jacqueline Novak, Maria Bamford, Brad Williams, Dan Soder. Take a deep breath if you're hosting your podcast, because there's more. Andy Kindler, Doug Benson, Aaron Foley, Jessica Kirsten, Matt Bearden, Sam Morrill, Moshe Kasher, Natasha Leggero, the Sklar Brothers, Vanessa Gonzalez, Hannah Einbinder, James Adomian, and Tom Segura performing in Spanish. Now, I think there's a comma missing here. I'm pretty sure it's just Tom Segura performing in Spanish, but the way the sentence reads, it reads as James Adomian and Tom Segura performing in Spanish. Now, James Adomian does that wonderful Bernie Sanders impression. So now I kind of want to see James Adomian and Tom Segura performing in Spanish just to see what that would be. Also, some local performers include Chris Cubas and Mac Blake. So Glenn, you know, my second friend Glenn, not the real Glenn, but the other one that I use in bits because I don't want to pay royalties to the first Glenn. Hey, second Glenn, road trip, Austin, September. We should go. And second Glenn, wait till you hear tomorrow's road trip. Speaking of road trips, self-plug here. I created a second podcast. It is called Travel Is Back. It's a casual podcast where I talk for about 15, 20 minutes about places I've been and what I like to do there. The first episode was about Chicago. This week's episode is about Nashville. Check it out. It is called Travel Is Back. Follow on Apple, Spotify, Google Podcasts. You know the drill, backs. Travel Is Back. This week talking about Nashville. Listen to this from Yahoo. Kevin Nealon has revealed that a burglar broke into his home. Well, that sucks. Stole a necklace. That sucks. But the necklace contained the ashes of legendary stand-up comic Gary Shandling. Can we get a posse up? I don't want to be violent with our posse, but like maybe we could find the person and verbally shun them for stealing the ashes of Gary Shandling. I am offended by this. TMZ had reported in January that Kevin Nealon's home was broken into and more than $100,000 worth of items were taken. What is in this house? If I left my front door open and said, hey, robbers, do your thing, I don't think I have $100,000 worth of stuff. Nealon said it was more of a smash and grab. They were in and out pretty quick. They didn't take too much stuff. What do you have that's not too much stuff that it's $100,000? Was there like the necklace with the ashes sitting next to a $95,000 diamond? I don't get it. I'm not saying it's not sad. I'm not saying Kevin Nealon, you know, deserves to be robbed. Of course not. But what do you have that I could run in and just quickly steal $100,000 worth of stuff? A painting? I don't know. I'm a bartender, son. I don't know about that kind of money. Kevin Nealon said it was more of a smash and grab. They were in out pretty quickly. He took a necklace. How does he know it's a he? That meant a lot to me because it was an urn with Gary Shandling's ashes in it. What I've learned is when your house is broken into, you should check the pawn shops, like if you've lost a watch or if you've lost Gary Shandling. So I've been calling pawn shops and I'm saying, you haven't seen Gary Shandling, have you? So I mentioned I'm back in the basement studio today because the neighbors are cutting down every tree on the earth. There are no trees left. I guess they like things nice and clean. Well, so do I. Now, last week when I was doing the show outside, it was pretty hot. And I had on a bathing suit. I call it a bathing suit, okay, you millennials? Because I'm from the 1980s when we used to call them bathing suits. You can call me old man. You could boomer me. I'm not a boomer. I'm Gen X. Sorry, I had swim trunks on. And, you know, they chafe a little. But I was pretty happy. I had cleaned up with my lawnmower 4.0. Support for Daily Comedy News is brought to you by Manscaped. The best in men's below-the-waist grooming champions of the world. Manscaped offers precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. Manscaped just launched their fourth-generation trimmer, the Lawnmower 4.0. You know you want one. I've got an exclusive offer for you. 20% off, man. You listening? 20% off. Free shipping. Here's the code, DCN. You go to manscaped.com. They go, yo, what's the code? And you say, yo, DCN. The Lawnmower 4.0 allows you to customize your trim through additional guard lengths with sizes 1 through 4. You know, maybe you don't want to go too short. Wireless charging, that rocks. Don't forget, if you're using the same trimmer down there that you're using on your face, think about it. Do you really want to do that? You really don't. Manscaped, Lawnmower 4.0. It is time to get your own ball, hair, and body trimmer with Manscaped to make me time the best time. Enhance your confidence with some nice, smooth boys. My neighbor that has totally cleared the entire earth of every tree, he likes it smooth. He probably should go to manscaped.com. He can get 20% off and free shipping. He can use the code DCN. Now, Manscaped, I got to be clear here, will not cut down a tree. It's a really awesome product, but if you're trying to clear every inch of green from your property and make it look like the Sahara, The Lawnmower 4.0, it's not that good. But, you know, for your personal space, if you want to clean up, get 20% off free shipping with the code DCN at manscaped.com. Your balls will thank you. Get 20% off free shipping with the code DCN at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use code DCN. Unlock your confidence and always use the right tools for the job with Manscaped. All right, this next thing I have no interest in. HBO Max has announced hashtag FBoy Island It's a new reality dating series hosted by comedian Nikki Glaser. In the series, three young women will be joined by 24 men, 12 self-proclaimed nice guys looking for love, and 12 self-identifying F-boys. Not going to watch it, but also not going to be surprised when that's a hit, and certain members of my family from the next generation watch it, but it is not for me. Now, this next story has a lot of potential to be funny, but I haven't been able to second source it, so this may not be accurate, and I'll explain why. From Benzinga.com, Benzinga.com says, the CEO of Platinum Vapes was on the Benzinga Cannabis Hour, so they're self-reporting there, and the CEO, who seems trustworthy, I have no reason not to believe him, I just like to second source my news stories here. Well, the CEO says his company is partnering with George Lopez. Yeah, George Lopez, he might be done with tacos. George Lopez is launching a cannabis brand called Chingon. Did I say that right? Write me a letter. Well, how are you gonna write me a letter and tell me how to pronounce it? How does that work? You'll have to send me an MP3 and go, here's how you say it, you silly person. According to Benzinga's CEO, George Lopez had called us about some of our products and about doing a brand. So look for Lopez's brand, which is going to be coming out really soon. I will be happy to make fun of it. And from High Times, they caught up with Pete Holmes. Now, you might be wondering, what part of the internet was Johnny Mac on that he is finding all these cannabis stories? What were you up to over the weekend, Johnny Mac? Nothing, seriously. I just Googled comedian like I usually do, and I saw both these stories. You can ask Second Glenn. I'm clean. So what did High Times ask Pete Holmes about? Obviously, they wanted to know how a child impacted him creatively. Makes sense to me. Pete Holmes said, the style I used to write was just very different. There was so much me time. Now I wonder if he's got a Manscaped 4.0. I'm a big believer that whatever you do, if you're a writer, whatever you do is writing. Going to the movies in the middle of the day is writing. Taking a nap is writing, unless, you know, your neighbors are cutting down every tree on the planet. In which case, you will not nap, my friend. Taking a day off is writing. Going for a walk is writing. So all that downtime was really good to my process. An idea would usually get me out of bed, whether it was a joke, a TV, a movie idea, whatever it was, it would literally wake me up. I don't think it would literally, maybe it would literally wake you up. No, an idea. Can an idea shake you and wake you up? I'm bogged down into nonsense. Stop talking. It would literally wake me up because I was so rested. I'd be getting up at 5 a.m. to write, getting up when it was totally dark, and would sort of finish my day as a writer before anything else started. It was like robbing a bank or something. Have you been to Kevin Nealon's house lately, Pete Holmes? Before noon, I'd gotten all the day's productivity out of the way, and I could do whatever, which was great. Now my daughter gets up around 5 a.m., so what happens is you adapt. That is your daily comedy news for today. You can follow the show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Joe's Podcast app, whatever you do. You could buy a CD of the podcast from a guy in the corner. I don't care. As long as you listen. See you tomorrow.